2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three! Cougars by 20!
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans. For Cougar fans. Cougar Sports Saturday. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday. Been a great show for you. And we've got one more hour to go here in Cougar Sports Saturday. So we're going to keep things rolling along. And, you know, Mitch, I feel like I need to be a guest soon on Cougar Tracks. We're going to just tell tales from the intern life back in the first year. Like, maybe we should have a 30 for 30 on all the things that went down. You know, back in the day, you might remember this. Sorry, another tangent here for the intern dates. People would serve breakfast to the media, and it was good. It was good. And I would sit back with Preston Hadley back when he was playing. I would like interview Preston, and now he's a assistant coach. We would get scrambled eggs, some bacon, some juice.
So that was when when practices were about like 10 a.m.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Life was good back then, except no one wanted to interview Jordan Pendleton. That was a terrifying interview. I dreaded the interviews with Jordan Pendleton. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting off the tangent.
We got to have a Cougar Tracks every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Cougar Tracks at high noon on KSL Sports YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. We got to do that one of these days.
I've enjoyed those live Cougar Tracks.
Thank
I'm
you.
Glad you're doing that. All right, shifting gears though, a BYU vet has found a new home in the NFL. He's a linebacker. And he was in our top five. Kyle Van Noy is heading down to L.A., the L.A. Chargers. Still shame. They're not the San Diego Chargers. But he has found a home, and it's a good home. I think it's a really good fit for Kyle Van Noy down in with the Chargers. They got Khalil Mack. They got the Bosa. I mean, really good fit. And earlier in the week, he was in Utah for a cornhole tournament, and he had he had some commentary on BYU. So here's what Kyle Van Noy had to say about Kalani and BYU football.
You know, Coach, it starts with Kalani. His environment, his culture that he's built is impressive. I'm very, very supportive of him. And only him, as many people know how I feel about the rest of the place. And I'm supportive of the kids because they work so hard. Their effort is amazing. Last year was good. And I know they can do better. And they know they can do better. I mean, defensively, they were kind of depleted last year. And hopefully they get the guys healthy from whatever injuries that they had, and offensively, and we need Jaren Hall to stay healthy. He's been kind of injury prone, and you know, I'm sure he's tired of hearing that. He's going to probably see this and be tired of hearing it, but as a fan now, I want him to be healthy, take care of his body, and get us over the hump. And he's brought the talent here, and the talent's going to continue to come because Kalani's a great recruiter and he has great coaches intact, and I hope they get it done. And they got to beat Utah. We're 1-0. I can talk trash. I know I'm 0-4, but we're 1-0, and that's all that matters.
Very interesting stuff from a former BYU linebacker where he knows a lot about the team and yet only supports Kalani Sitake. What do you take away from that commentary from Kyle Van Noy?
Yeah, I think that at a minimum, you love as a Cougar fan, for fans listening, they love that he still cares about BYU football. I think there's nothing that breaks Cougar fans' hearts than when some of the greats don't care or really have BYU football on their radar or doesn't mean anything. I think that that's one of the things that people love about college football and college sports in general, is that when you become a rock star, superstar at a school, you still care, and that place is part of you the rest of your life. So I think BYU fans love that. But I think that also it just sheds light that, you know, Van Noy has been very vocal about his frustrations with the school, the administration. A lot of it stems from the honor code. And, you know, that's fair. Like, that's his personal experience. And I think that that's totally fine. I will say, though, I think, and I mentioned this on Cougar Tracks this week, BYU is not, and he wasn't saying, like, abolish the honor code or anything like that, but BYU is not BYU without the honor code. I think that the biggest thing has always been how it's handled, as far as, you know, how things are reported, how punishments are dished out. And I will say, in my opinion, and from what I've seen and just the handling of stuff, when Kyle Van Noy was there, which coincided with Brandon Davies' time, to now, it is a far different honor code. As far as punishments and the second chances,
it's more private now.
Yeah,
which is I think the way it should be in a lot of these cases. Now, if we're talking legal matters, that's another
thing. That's different. That's the public, and that's gonna go out there for the public's interest when you're doing something that maybe is dealing with the legal system. But for the honor code, it should be between you and a bishop, and or you and an ecclesiastical leader, and the honor code office, and lay out a path to have a second chance. And I do think that's improving, but I think also it helps when you have guys like Kyle Van Noy express some frustrations and maybe share their experiences, because in the past he's, you know, called out some BYU administrators, Vernon Heppery, who's like an assistant to the president now. Kyle Van Noy called him once a fraud on Twitter. In Jeff Benedict's book, The System, Heppery was heavily involved in admitting Kyle Van Noy into BYU after he had a DUI as a juvenile. So, you know, I think Kyle Van Noy, though, the fact that he still loves BYU football, loves Kalani, I think that's all you can ask for from a guy that's really one of the greats in BYU football history.
And I love hearing that, and you can tell that he follows the team, because he's talking about the defense, he's talking about Jaren Hall being injury prone, so he follows the team, and I love that. My only thing with the commentary on the university is, you know, what is it going to take to right the wrongs? Sometimes I feel bad for these situations, because I'm like, you're going to be bitter for the rest of your life. BYU was a great thing for Kyle Van Noy. It led him to his wife. He's in the NFL. He's having a great career. I'm just like, okay, so you had some frustrations, but are we going to ignore all the good too? I don't know. You know, at some point, I think you have to turn the page on some of these things. And I just don't know what BYU can do, because as you pointed out, Mitch, I think changes have been made. Some really good changes, some changes that needed to be made, because these things don't need to be aired out. It's these are private matters. These are personal things. And by and large, I think a lot of these cases have stayed, you know, out of the news, where they don't belong in the news, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I still think, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I just feel like some progress is made, but yet you know, in his commentary, he's still bent out of shape about some stuff that happened at BYU. So what's it going to take? I don't know.
Yeah, that is a good point. I mean, hopefully whatever progress he's hoping to see, hopefully it happens, and he's on board with BYU, the school, and everything. I mean, I hope so. You know, I think that, you know, the honor code office, it's kind of mysterious, and I think that everyone's kind of got their own unique story with it as far as BYU students and people that have navigated it. I think the football team has always been maybe a spot where there's, I don't want to say targeted, but they're easy. There's always been these stories of maybe snitching and stuff like that. I think that's improving to where you can't just snitch on someone and then, oh, you're done. Oh, like if we're just going to believe the system or someone that's just came to our office and said, you did this, well, you're going to miss three games or whatever. I feel like that was happening a lot more in the past. And then stuff with Leak and these guys would get dragged through the mud over something that's not against the law. And it's just, I do think the honor code is making progress. I think BYU as a whole is making progress in certain areas. I mean, yes. Some would even argue, like you see, this goes into the academia side, the university as a whole. Some would say if you're like some pockets of social media, they'd say BYU is getting too liberal. They're going away from what they were. So you're getting both sides. And I think that honestly for BYU, that's a good thing. And I think also too, you know, Calvin Oye, I remember when he had some, you know, sub tweets, if you want to call them that. He was on the heels of the allegations that the BYU police was handing over information to the honor code office. You know, BYU police was once decertified. That's all that's been dropped. BYU police is still intact. That is kind of on the heels of some of that, where Calvin Oye was going, you know, public with some of that conversation. And at the time of those allegations, you're like, my gosh, what is going on with that honor code office? I think since that moment, I think there has been a lot of improvement, like self internalization, like, hey, we can't be doing this. Like we can't be writing people off and just giving up on them. And hopefully there's an opportunity where Van Noy can see that up close. I wish we could see that, you know, more stories of that. But I just think when you look at the football roster, that's how we kind of look at things with sports and the athletic teams. I'm not seeing guys leaving in the portal. I'm not seeing guys leave really at all BYU football anymore. Like we used to be, you know, every offseason, you know, probably bank on someone maybe having an off the field issue and they might be done.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of like the least of your worries. And I mean, I know Cougar fans thinking that, like, no, don't say that. Like, then something's going to happen. But I mean, Mitch. it's just, you know, I feel like there's just an opportunity for people to improve. I mean, they're still young people. They're navigating life. They're learning things. And I think you got a great leader in Kalani Sitake, who, honestly, to me, it's like I let him kind of oversee his football team. I think he's going to be a guy that's going to have a good sense of judgment on stuff. But I think that's why, you know, Kyle Vannoy, his point about Kalani is a good one, where, you know, Kalani has just really embraced all factions of the BYU football family, whether you played for Bronco, Croton, Lavelle, whoever, they're all on board with Kalani right now, and the winning helps matters, that's for sure.
All right, we'll take a break here. Good conversation. Speaking of Kalani, he made an appearance at a recent fan fest up north. Mitch, you were there with the Harper crew. Let's get a report on the BYU fan fest on the other side. Back after this.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.